弟兄姐妹们早上好。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
主里平安。
Peace in the Lord.
很感谢主，又有机会可以今天到当博来。
I thank the Lord I have this opportunity to come back to Dumbo.
其实我有点胆怯。
I'm a little fearful.
因为以前记住的名字又忘了。
Because I've already forgotten the names I had remembered before.
请你相信我，我花了一些努力，以前认识了一些弟兄姐妹，但现在见到你们，我又不敢开口说某个弟兄、某个姐妹，因为我真的忘了。
Please forgive me. I made a great effort to remember brothers and sisters' names. When I meet you, I dare not to call you your name because I truly don't remember.
但是感谢主，主还在我们中间，只要我们不要把主忘掉就好了。
But thank the Lord. The Lord still dwells in us. As long as we don't forget the Lord.
今天我跟大家分享，我有一个负担要讲到一个题目，就是做耶稣基督复活的见证。
My burden this morning is to be a witness to the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
好，那我们先来读一些主的话。
Let's read some of the Lord's words.
这个是一个一天所发生的故事。
This story is happening in one day.
也很多弟兄姐妹很熟悉的。
We are all familiar with this story.
就是在以马忤斯的路上，两个门徒身上发生的事。
That was what happened to the two disciples on the way to the Emmaus.
我们来一起读《路加福音》二十四章，从十三节读到第四十九节。
Luke chapter 24, from verse 13 to 49.
好，我们用各自的语言一起来读。
Let's read together.
正当那日，门徒中有两个人往一个村子去，这村子名叫以马忤斯，离耶路撒冷约有二十五里。他们彼此谈论所遇见的这一切事。正谈论相问的时候，耶稣亲自就近他们，和他们同行，只是他们的眼睛迷糊了，不认识他。耶稣对他们说，你们走路彼此谈论的是什么事呢？他们就站住，脸上带着愁容。二人中有一个名叫格留巴的回答说，你在耶路撒冷做客，还不知道这几天在那里所出的事吗？耶稣说，什么事呢？他们说，就是拿撒勒人耶稣的事，他是个先知，在神和众百姓面前说话行事都有大能，祭司长和我们的官府竟把他解去，定了死罪，钉在十字架上。但我们素来所盼望要赎以色列民的就是他。不但如此，而且这事成就已经三天了。再者，我们中间有几个妇女使我们惊奇，他们清早到了坟墓那里，不见看见了天使显现，说他活了。又有我们的几个人往坟墓那里去，所遇见的正如妇女们所说的，只是没有看见他。耶稣对他们说，无知的人呢，先知所说的一切话，你们的心信得太迟钝了。基督这样受害，又进入他的荣耀，岂不是应当的吗？于是从摩西和众先知起，凡经上所指着自己的话，都给他们讲解明白了。将近他们所去的村子，耶稣好像还要往前行，他们却强留他，说时间晚了，日头已经平息了，请你同我们住下吧。耶稣就进去要同他们住下。到了坐席的时候，耶稣拿起饼来祝谢了，掰开递给他们，他们的眼睛明亮了，这才认出他来。忽然耶稣不见了，他们彼此说，在路上他和我们说话，给我们讲解圣经的时候，我们的心岂不是火热的吗？他们就立时起身回耶路撒冷去，正遇见十一个使徒和他们的同人聚集在一起，说主果然复活，已经献给西门看了。 两个人就把路上所遇见和掰饼的时候怎么被他们认出来的事都述说了一遍。正说这话的时候，耶稣亲自站在他们中间说，愿你们平安。他们却惊慌害怕，以为所看见的是魂。耶稣说，你们为什么愁烦？为什么心里起疑念呢？你们看我的手，我的脚，就知道实在是我了。摸我看看，魂无骨无肉，你们看我是有的。说了这话，就把手和脚给他们看。他们正喜得不敢信，并且稀奇。耶稣就说，你们这里有什么吃的没有？他们便给他一片烧鱼，他接过来在他们面前吃了。耶稣对他们说，这就是我从前与你们同在之时所告诉你们的话，说摩西的律法、先知的书和诗篇上所记的，凡指着我的话都必须应验。于是耶稣开他们的心窍，使他们能明白圣经，又对他们说，照经上所写的，基督必受害，第三日从死里复活，并且人要奉他的名传悔改赦罪的道，从耶路撒冷起直传到万邦，你们就是这些事的见证。我要将父所应许的降在你们身上，你们要在城里等候，直到你们领受从上头来的能力。那我们一起再读一遍这个第48节哈。
Let's read verse 48 again.
你们就是这些事的见证。 Amen. 好，那我们还是有一个祷告。
Let's have a word of prayer.
主，我们感谢你，你借着波饼向我们说话。
Lord, we thank you for speaking to us at your table meeting.
向我们显现。
And show us yourself.
在诗歌里面，你也已经向我们说话。
And you have spoken to us through the hymn.
因为你的心意是要用水借着灵把教会洗洁净。
And your will is to purify your church by word and water.
是借着你的道。
And by your word.
所以我们现在祈求就是你赐下圣灵。
And this morning, now we entreat you that you bestow your Holy Spirit.
把那赐人智慧和启示的灵。
And give us this spirit of understanding and revelation.
让我们可以真知道你。
So that we may truly know you.
我们知道，在你的话语之前，我们就可以像镜子反照一样。
We know that before your word, it's like we look into the mirror.
可以变成你自己的形象。
We can be conformed into your image.
愿这样的恩典今天现在就在我们中间。
May your grace be among us right now.
因为我们有这个需要
，because we have this need，
有这个极大的需要
，we have this great need。
在这个世代，你必须要向我们说话
，in this generation you must speak to us。
我们这样的向你祈求
，we entreat you，
是奉主耶稣基督的名
，in our Lord Jesus Christ's name。
Amen。好，感谢主啊！那刚才我已经讲到，今天我想跟大家分享就是做耶稣基督复活的见证。
Today I want to share about this being a witness to the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
那我大概讲一下我的大纲是什么。
And I'll briefly talk about my outline.
大概分成两大部分吧。
It's divided into two parts.
那第一部分我们一起来查考一下在以马忤斯这个路上所发生的事。
First part, let's examine these two events, this story on the way to Emmaus.
那借此反思我们现在的自己的光景。
And through the story, we meditate upon our own situation.
在这里面，我们会讲到，作为信主的人，我们也会有忧愁，也会有焦虑不安，也会有疑惑的。
And as believers, we will be sad, we will worry,
and we will have doubt.有的时候甚至走一条不对的路。
And even sometimes we walk on the wrong path.
然后我们会来交通，是什么造成这些呢？
And then we will have some flesh about the reason that causing all this.
我们也看一看这两个门徒他们在属灵生命里面这个重大的反转在哪里。
And we will look at the major turning point for those two disciples.
那第二大部分我们看看今天在我们身上的运用。
And the second part we'll talk about the application today.
那这里面我们想分享四个方面。
I have four aspects I want to share.
第一个就是做耶稣基督复活的见证应该是我们人生的目的。
The first aspect is that the purpose of our life should be witnessing the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
那做耶稣基督复活的见证有两方面，一个是一个事实，就是耶稣基督的复活。
There are two aspects in this, and first is that the fact that the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
所以在分享完第一个方面，我们就来看耶稣基督他的复活里面的含义是什么。
Then we will look at the meaning of this resurrection of Jesus Christ.
然后我们再来分享，就是为他做见证意味着什么。
And then we'll talk about the meaning of being a witness of his resurrection.
因为做见证，其实一个人做见证，那就是见证人了。
If a man is witnessing, he is a witness.
所以第四个方面，我们就来看看一个见证人是怎么产生的。
And lastly, we'll talk about how a witness has come
produced.
Yeah, produced. Are produced.
那这两方面之后，我们希望再有一个时间，我们一起再来反思一下。
And lastly, hopefully, we'll have time to reflect together.
那现在我们就来看看刚才所读过的这个故事。
Now let's look at the story we have just read.
这两个门徒是跟随过主的人。
These two disciples, they have followed the Lord.
当时呢，他们忧虑，有焦虑，而且有疑惑。
And they were worried, and they were anxious, and they had doubt.
估计主要就是因为他们自己的期望啊，没有达到。
I think it's mainly because their expectations were not met.
那今天对我们来讲，信主的人是不是也经常是这样的？
So is that so for us believers today?
今天在座的有没有人是在忧愁里面？
Those who sit among us, do you have any worry?
有没有是在一个焦虑的里面？
Are you in any anxiety?
有没有在一个疑惑的里面？
Do you have any doubts?
有没有说我走的到底是怎样一条路？你在自己问自己。
Did you ask yourself what is the path I'm walking on?
也许我们对神的期望没有达到的时候。
And maybe sometimes when our expectations are not met by God.
我们会这么讲啊，神不公平。
We will say God is not fair.
神不是一个爱的神。
God is not a loving God.
甚至我最近听到大学生里面。
And sometimes I heard from the college students.
是在我们中间长大的孩子。
They grew up among us.
甚至进大学之前在教会就开始服侍的。
And they even served in church before they went to college.
然后他们现在讲就说，到底有没有神？我现在有疑问。
And now they said, I doubt. I'm not sure if there is a God or not.
而且呢，有的时候可能我们对教会这样那样的问题，我们心里面觉得失望。
And sometimes we were disappointed by the things happened in church.
那对弟兄姐妹，我们也有达不到的一些期望，我们也失望。
We can also be disappointed by our brothers and sisters.
可能年长的弟兄们，我们觉得他怎么好像讲的跟说的有的时候不一样啊。
Even for our elders, we think that. They are not men of their words.
那对于比我们年轻的弟兄姐妹呢，我们觉得怎么这么久的学习，他还是那么不属灵呢？
And for younger believers, we sometimes we thought, how come they are so still so not mature after so many years of studying?
原谅我这么讲，因为我们的主是真实的。
Forgive me because our Lord is real.
所以我们在来学习主的话语的时候，交通的时候，我们也要真实。
So when we study the word of the Lord, we should be real.
所以在真实里面，我们可以见到主。
So in the reality, we can see the Lord.
但是因为刚才讲到这些情形啊，那基督徒很多就是拒绝成长。
Because of all the situations I've mentioned, some Christians they refuse to grow.
而且我们 也见到有弟兄姐妹们离开教会。
And we've seen some brothers and sisters even leave the church.
其实真理应该是让我们得自由，让我们得生命的，是不是
？The truth shall set us free, shall give us life.
但很多时候我们也看到。
But oftentimes we see.
好像真理，当我们交通的时候，我们里面的感觉好像只是一个。一个又高又大的又空的一个教训就是。
And the truth seems to be a too high, too lofty doctrine.
而且神的话呢，在我身上没有作用。
And the word of God has no effect on me.
就算我承认神的话是对的，我也羡慕神的话，但在我身上怎么就没有作用呢
？Even if I confess that the word of God is true and But how come it has no effect on me?
那就算在主里有服侍的人
，Even for those who serve in the Lord，
有一些跑这个属灵的道路跑得很好的人
，And even those good runners on this spiritual path，
我们也经常看到突然之间他们停顿了。
Sometimes we see all of a sudden they stopped。
也许是因为个人的软弱。
Maybe because of their personal weaknesses。
我相信服侍主的人可能经常会有这样的想法：我到底是谁呀？我是不配的，就丧胆了。
I believe those who serve in the Lord often ask this question: Who am I? I'm so unworthy, so they are afraid.
或者呢，就是在服侍里面没有果效。
Or they do not see any fruit during their service.
如果你还没有这感受的话，就去教教主日学。
If you don't think so, you can go try to teach Sunday school.
不光教主日学，很多机会我们可以体验到这件事。
Not only teaching in Sunday school, many times we can experience this.
有的时候干脆就对自己讲算了吧。
And sometimes we say to ourselves, just let it go.
这两个门徒其实在耶路撒冷已经等了三天了。
Those two disciples had waited in Jerusalem for 3 days.
但最后还是决定离开了。
But they, at last, they decided to leave.
因为这个困难，这个难处，里面的、外面的都太大。
But because the difficulties, the inner difficulties and outward difficulties are so great.
所以今天不管是我们个人的。
So today, not only our own personal experience.
不管是身体也好，工作也好。
Our health, our work,
或者在家庭里面
or in our family,
或者在教会的里面
or in our church,
有的时候是几样是一起的，在一个人身上发生的。
Sometimes all the pressures happen the same time on the one person.
这样我们就来思想一件事了。
Now let's meditate on this one thing.
因为属灵的道路不是100米的冲刺。
Because a spiritual walk is not a 100-meter sprint.
是一个马拉松。
It's a marathon.
是一个长的路。
It's a long journey.
有这么多的难处。
We have so many difficulties.
那100米跑完，还有下面的100米。
After the first 100, you have the next 100 meters.
我们怎么样一直有这个更新呢
？How can we be renewed?
因为最近我就听到一个我知道一个弟兄。
Lately, I've heard a story about the brother.
他在主里面享受主的同在，服事上也很有高油。
And he served the Lord with great anointing, and he enjoyed the presence of the Lord very much.
但突然间莫名其妙的，因为一些事情，他就只能停止他的服事。
But all of a sudden, out of nowhere, and he stopped all his services.
他说我跑得这么欢，跑得这么快，突然就好像一根棍子插在我脚上。我就在跑道上就摔了。
He said, "I've run so fiercely, but all of a sudden it's like a spike on my heel, and I stopped."
有点莫名其妙。
Seems like it's out of nowhere.
这都是真实的。
But it is real.
所以今天，但是神还一直向我们施恩。
But God is still gracious to us today.
其实，在属灵里面。我感觉最大的一个挑战跟难处，还不是刚才讲到外面的事情。
But I think it spiritually, the greatest challenge, is not the outward thing I just mentioned.
我们知道有11个门徒，他们虽然也忧愁，但他们还在耶路撒冷呢。
We know the other 11 disciples, although they were sad, But they still remained in Jerusalem.
也许真正最大的这个难处是我们里面失了一个方向。
I think the biggest challenge is that we've lost the direction, the sense of direction in us.
这时候就不能继续。
So that we cannot continue.
以前有一个年轻人，在有一次我分享之后，他就来问我。
One time a young people come to ask me after my sharing.
我记得那次我分享的是舍己十字架。
At that time, my sharing was about denying yourself and about the cross.
因为我跟他很熟，所以他就直接的问我。
So we were very close. So he asked me directly.
Directly, yeah. Mm-hmm. 他就问我这条路走得通吗？
He asked me, is this a walkable path?
这条路走得通吗？
Is there a way out?
所以这两个门徒他们就转向去以马忤斯了。
So those two disciples went turned to Emmaus.
他们的生活好像就没有失去了真正的目的了。
And their life has lost the true meaning and purpose.
我觉得很难想象，如果主耶稣没有在路上遇见他们，他们之后的故事会怎么样？
It's hard to imagine if the Lord had not met them on the way.What their story will be afterwards?
我真的不知道。
I cannot imagine.
如果我们在生命里面已经失去了目的。
If in our life we've lost our direction and purposes already.
没有希望了。
There will be no hope.
结果会是怎么样？
What will be the result?
枯干。
A dryness.
黑暗。
And darkness.
死亡。
And death.
那什么造成这样的光景呢？
And what caused all these situations?
我们从门徒的身上看到，他们知道耶稣死了，但是他们却不知道，或者说他们不相信基督活了。
We see from those disciples, they knew about the death of Jesus Christ, but they do not know about the resurrection, or they do not believe the resurrection.
或者说他们缺少了一个复活的主。
In other words, they are lacking of this.Lord, of this resurrected Lord.
我们中间应该大部分都是已经信主得救的人。
I believe among us, the majority among us are believers.
我们都相信主在十字架上为我们死。
We all believe that our Lord died on the cross for us.
来洗净了我的罪。
And cleansed all our sins.
因为神的羔羊，他的宝血有功效的。
Because the Lamb of God, His precious blood are forever effectuous.
我们再不用来面对罪的刑罚。
We will no longer face the punishment of death of sin.
这是得救，是不是？
Is this the salvation?
但如果主不复活的话。
But without the resurrection.
那罪的权势我们能胜过吗？
Can we overcome the power of sin?
我想这也是我们今天许多基督徒，我们只认识为我们受死的主，但不太认识为我们复活的主。
Many among us that we only know the death of our Lord, but we do not know the resurrection.
其实啊，就算是我们从罪里得拯救这件事，照着圣经的话，在哥林多后书第三章五到六节在十五章哥林多前书十五章二十三节那里。
But in First Corinthians chapter 15 verse 23.
他提到这件事。
It mentioned.
哦，对不起，十五章的十四节跟十九节。
Chapter 15, First Corinthians chapter 15 verse 14. And 19.
对不起啊，这是我应该是有一些小小的错误哈，或者这么说吧，就说如果那句话，圣经上的话是这么讲，基督如果不复活，我们仍在罪中。
If the Lord if Christ did not rise from the dead, we are still in our sins.
那如果他只是为我们死的耶稣，而不是复活的耶稣的话。
If he is the only the Christ that died for us,
或者说他复活了，但是我们不相信的话。
In other words, he's resurrected, but we did not believe.
那今天我们还是活在一个死亡的里面。
And today we're still living in the death.
In the death, yes, amen. 因为这两个门徒，我们要记得的话，他们其实已经听见主复活的报告了。
Those two disciples, they've already heard about the report of the Lord's resurrection.
有些妇女跟他们讲，主耶稣复活了。
And those women had told them that our Lord has risen.
但是他们却不相信。
But they did not believe.
不光不相信，等他们亲眼见到主在路上的时候。
When they saw the Lord with their own eyes on the way to Emmaus,
也没有认出主来。
And did not recognize him.
所以我们自己今天要问了。
So today we should ask ourselves.
我们是不是也相信主的复活
？Do we truly believe in the resurrection of our Lord？
我们相不相信这个好消息
？Do we truly believe this good report？
今天主对着我们说话
，Today the Lord is speaking to us，
也在环境里面做一切的事
，And He's doing all the things through our circumstances。
但是我们有没有看到呢
？But did we see that？
如果是像当时的门徒一样的话
，If we are just like those two disciples。
主耶稣行了千百个神迹
，Even if the Lord has done numerous miracles，
而且教导他们一切的真理
，He has taught them all the truth。
但如果他们不相信复活的话
，But if they did not believe in the resurrection，
那都是枉然
，Those are all in vain，
都是枉然
，All in vain。
感谢主。那前一段我听到一个弟兄讲到基督徒的生活生命的话，用了一个比喻。
I've heard it some time ago. I've heard a brother mentioned an analogy about the life of a Christian.、嗯、
他是说我们就像那个航天的火箭。
He said we're like the rocket.
我们是应该是冲破地层要升天的。
We should be flying into the space, yeah, the outer space, yeah.
里面而且燃料都加满了。
We are filled with the fuel.
那控制中心已经把要去的那个地点也告诉我们了。
And the control center has already told us the destination.
所以这个火箭完全有能力要到达该去的地方。
So this rocket is fully capable to get to the destination.
但是呢，如果没有点火的话
，But without the indignation,
那这个火箭会
ignition.
这个火箭因着重力的作用，它只能停在那个发射台上面。
The rocket will sit there because of gravity.
所以在那个属灵的行程里面，这是不是也是我们的光景呢
？Is this similar in our spiritual walk?
我们需要有一个点火。
We need this ignition.
从刚才所讲这些沉重的里面出来。
And to lead us out of all those heaviness.
如果复活的主是真实的话。
If our Lord resurrected Lord is real.
那主活着是解决我们一切困难的那个方式方法。
He is all the solution to our problems.
而且呢，他也是我们一切问题的答案。
And he is the answer to all of our questions.
所以我们需要的其实就是一个点火，一个反转。
And what we need is a turning point, is the ignition.
那这两个门徒他们的反转，是在一个晚上发生的。
And the turning point for those two disciples happened in one night.
在这一晚上发生了几件事。
There are several things happened that night.
首先呢，他们读神的话，耶稣给他们讲解之后，他们明白了。
First, they read God's word, and after the Lord expounded all this, they understood.
我相信当主耶稣跟他们说，无知的人呐，你们信得太迟钝的时候，他们的心是被扎的。
I believe that their heart was cut through when the Lord said to them, "O foolish ones, slow of heart to believe."
所以今天如果我们也有这样经历的话
，If we have a similar experience,
而且悔改的话
，If we repent.
读神的话，这里面就带着甘甜了。
And we would experience the sweetness when we read the word.
而且这个话里面是带着能力的。
And there is a power in the word.
可以让我们看见的。
And then our eyes will be opened.
而且那个时候讲到太阳已经平息了。
At that time it says the day has far spent.
时候晚了，所以他们请主与他们同住。
And they constrained the Lord to abide with them.
而且我们也看到。他们与主耶稣一同坐席的时候，就认出主来。
And we saw that they recognized the Lord when they were eating and drinking with him.
怎么样认出来
h How did they recognize him?
相信就是因为他们在那个时候看到主手上的钉痕，还有脚上的钉痕，还有肋旁的枪伤。
I believe they saw the nail piercing wounds and on the hands and the wounds and the feet and the side of the Lord.
或者说他们看到的这位主。
In other words, this Lord that they have seen.
主动向他们讲，真的是我。
Told them that it is me.
所以今天我们在属灵的道路上面，有没有哪一天看到主向我们说，真的是我？
Did we experience that the Lord spoke to us? It is I in our spiritual walk.
有没有像约翰所看到的，看到我们的主是曾经死过，现在又活了，而且一直活到永永远远
？Just like John has said, he saw the Lord. He has died, but he's alive and he will live forever.
所以在那个时候，这两个门徒被点燃了。
At that point, those two disciples were ignited.
主忽然不见。
And the Lord disappeared.
也不是问题。
It was not a problem.
因为他们已经不需要再被指教了。
Because they no longer need
to be taught again.
To be taught again.
因为他们知道要回到耶路撒冷，要去做见证。
Because they knew that they need to go back to Jerusalem to bear witnesses.
这个见证就是主耶稣基督复活了。
The witness is that our Lord has risen.
而且大家要仔细看的话，他们是马上回去的。
We see that they immediately returned to Jerusalem.
如果他们邀请耶稣坐席住下的时候，已经是黄昏或者是夜晚已经开始的话。
The day was far spent when they constrained the Lord to abide with them.
到他们与主耶稣坐席认出主。我不知道过了多久。
I don't know how long has passed after they recognized the Lord.
然后等到他们在这个时候再往耶路撒冷走的时候，路程又有多远呢
？And how far it is for them to walk back to Jerusalem?
我们想象一下，在休斯顿我们吃了晚餐之后，然后开车去圣安东尼奥。
And think about after we have dinner in Houston, we'll drive to San Antonio.
大概两个半小时。
About
20. 这么长的时间。
It would take about 2.5 hours.
但是他们没有犹豫，马上回耶路撒冷。
But they, without any hesitation, they immediately returned to Jerusalem.
因为火箭升空之后，怎么可能再停下来呢
？Because after the rocket is ignited, how can it stop?
恨不得马上到耶路撒冷。
They wanted to. They cannot wait to get to Jerusalem.
恨不得马上到弟兄中间跟他们讲主耶稣复活。
They can't wait to get together with the brothers and tell them the Lord is risen.
所以弟兄姐妹们，这样的经历有的时候对信主的人来讲，就像第二次得救一样。
This experience sometimes our believers seems like our second salvation.
对不起，我用这样的一个词哈，这个回转就是第二次得救。
Forgive me for this term. This return is like the second salvation.
我们的救恩是一次就完成的，是不是
？Our salvation is once for all.
但是我讲的这个第二次得救，不是说不死的得救。
This second salvation I'm talking about is not about the salvation from death.
是我们在一个人身上观察到他活过来，他满了能力。
Is that we observe in one person that they come alive and they are full of power.
世界上的事不再吸引他了。
And the world has no attraction on him.
所以的难处疑问也没有。
And he's without all those doubts.
他的人生有一个目的。
His life has a purpose.
就是为主做见证。
And to bear witness for the Lord.
所以这样的得救其实不应该只是第二次，应该是。三次、四次、五次、六次，我们应该一直一直的回转。
So the salvation work like this, and we should continually to have this kind of salvation.
那我们现在讲讲对今天我们的运用。
And now let's talk about the application today.
首先要知道一件事。
First, we should know.
我们应当人生的目的就是为耶稣基督的复活做见证。
The purpose of our life.Should be bear witness for the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
人生的目的是什么
？What is the purpose of life?
弟兄姐妹们，我们自己问一问。
Brothers and sisters, we ask ourselves.
也许年少的时候，我们说长大我要成为什么
？Maybe when we were young, we thought about I want to be such and such after growing up.
或者说年长的时候，像我这样，真的是跟弟兄姐妹道歉，我的记忆也衰退了，很多事情都不行了。这个时候就想一件事，我死了之后，我家里的孩子们记得我什么呢？
I will think about, like, for people old like me, I will think about what other people will remember of me after I died.
我这一生到底价值在哪里？
What is the worth of my life?
我生命里面这个目的应该就是我的中心。
And this purpose of life, it should be the center of my life.
那作为信主的人，
As Christian,
如果我们里面没有这样的人生目的是为耶稣基督复活做见证的话，
If we don't have this purpose, as a witness to the resurrection,
就像圣经里面哥林多前书第十五章十四十九节那里面提到的
，Just like First Corinthians chapter 15, verse 14 and 19 has mentioned.
第十四节讲到，若基督没有复活，我们所传的便是枉然，你们所信的也是枉然。
And if Christ is not risen, that our preaching is empty, and your faith is also empty.
而且我们若靠基督只在今生有指望，就算比众人更可怜。
And if in this life only we have hope in Christ, we are of all men the most pitiable.
弟兄姐妹们，如果我们人生的目的是没有的话
，But sister, if we without this purpose of life,
是可怜的一件事情。
It's very pitiable.
所以复活要在我们的生命里面成为一个实际。
So this resurrection should become a reality in our life.
而且如果我们来看主的话。
And so if we look at the word,
在当时的这些使徒的身上，这件事都是他们生命的中心。
This is the center of their life at that time.
如果我们看彼得
，Look at Peter.
在彼得的那个记载里面，在五旬节的时候，他向众人来传道。
He preached the gospels on the day of Pentecost.
而且在哥尼流家里面，他也向人传道。
He preached the gospel in the house of Cornelius.
在使徒行传的第二章三十二节，彼得这么讲。
In Acts chapter 2, verse 32, Peter said,
这耶稣神已经叫他复活了，我们都为这事做见证。
This Jesus God has raised up, of which we are all witnesses.
不光是他，那十一个使徒与他一起来做见证。
Not only himself and the other 11 disciples bear the witness with him.
还有使徒约翰呢？
Apostle John.
在约翰福音的第二十一章第二十四节这么说。
In John chapter 21, verse 24.
为这些事做见证并且记载这些事的就是这门徒，就是约翰自己，我们也知道他的见证是真的。
This is the disciple who testifies of these things and wrote these things, and we know that his testimony is true.
不光在这里，在启示录他一直讲是为耶稣做见证。
Not only here in Revelation, he continually talks about to be a witness, a testimony of the Lord.
所以见证这个词在约翰的所写的书里面出现过超过八十次。
This word testimony in the writings of John has appeared over than 80 times.
那我们再看保罗呢，使徒保罗。
What about Apostle Paul?
似乎他说是最后主向我显现，我是使徒里面最小的。
He said, I'm the smallest among all the apostles.
我们记得彼得好像是犹太人的里面的福音的使徒。约翰是捕网的，我们也记得好像保罗是在外邦人里面传福音的，这是他们一生的故事。
We remember that Peter was the preacher to the Gentiles, and John was who mending the net. And
就是他们各有分工。
They have their own ministries.
但是今天如果我们仔细读的话，从这个眼光来看的话，
And today, if we look at this in this prospects,
其实我们应该只记得一件事，他们都是为耶稣的复活做见证。
One thing we should remember that they all bear the witness of the resurrection of the Lord.
刚才提到保罗，保罗曾经在亚基帕王面前被审判。
We know that Paul was judged before Agabus.
这个时候呢，介绍案件的罗马的巡抚对亚基帕王这么讲。在使徒行传第二十五章第十九节，他说不过只是有几样的辩论，为他们自己敬鬼神的事情，又为一个人名叫耶稣是已经死了，保罗却说他是活着的。
And at the, in the, during the introduction from the governor to the king, Agabus, he mentioned, but has some question against him about their own religion and about a certain Jesus who had died, whom Paul affirmed to be alive.
而且呢，保罗他自己这么讲，在亚基帕王面前，他说我没有违背从天上来的异象。
And Paul himself said, I did not turn away from the heavenly vision.
在使徒行传二十六章二十二节，他这么讲。
And in Acts chapter 26, verse 22, he says,
然而我蒙神的帮助，直到今日还站得住，对着尊贵卑贱老幼做见证。所讲的并不外乎众先知和摩西所说的将来必成的事。
Therefore, having obtained help from God, to this day I stand, witnessing both to small and great, saying no other things than those which the prophets and Moses said would come, that the Christ would suffer, that he would be the first to rise from the dead.
刚才也讲到第二十三节，就是基督必须受害，并且因从死里复活，要首先把光明的道传给百姓和外邦人。
And Christ would suffer and would be the first to rise from the dead and would proclaim light to the Jewish people and to the Gentiles.
所以保罗在他被审判的时候，他的一生就集中在这一点。
So this is the center of Paul's life.
那现在可能大家要问一个问题，就是说已经讲到这里了，这些跟我有关吗？
And now you may ask, does this have anything to do with me?
这是使徒的事。
These are all about the apostles.
但刚才我们所读到的，其实主耶稣给他们了一个命令。
But we already mentioned that this is a commandment from the Lord.
而且这是一个大使命。
And this is a great mission.
是给每个信主的人的。
For every believer.
在使徒行传第一章第八节也是同样的命令。
And in Acts chapter 1 verse 8, the same commandment.
就说但圣灵降临在你们身上。你们就必得着能力，并要在耶路撒冷、犹太全地和撒玛利亚，直到地极，做我的见证。
But you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem, and in all Judea and Samaria, and to the end of the earth.
而且这两个门徒里面，如果我们细看的话，有一个人连名字都没有。
If we look carefully, one of those.Two disciples doesn't even have a name.
这是一个无名氏。
He doesn't have a name.
可能是你，可能是我。
Maybe it's you or it's me.
圣经的真实，因为它记载常人的事情。
对。
平常的人，圣经的真实。
The reality about the Bible is that it records the ordinary people's story.
而且神呢，他也是改变平常人的神。
And the God is a God who changed the ordinary.
那为什么我就在思想，为什么耶稣是向这两个人显现，没有向在耶路撒冷的十一个使徒先显现呢？
I was thinking, why Jesus appeared to them, instead of those who were in Jerusalem.
那天发生了许多的事。
A lot had happened on that day.
但我们所记得就是七日的头一日。
We remember that was the first day of the seven days.
就是基督复活的那一天。
That was the day of Jesus' resurrection.
所以基督是主动向这两个门徒显现。
So Jesus appeared to those two disciples.
在前面的妇女，我们也读过其他的故事。
And we've learned the stories about those women.
但这两个门徒似乎有些不太一样。
But these two disciples were a little bit different.
为什么会这样
？Why?
我自己的感觉是这样。
This is my understanding.
因为这两个门徒他们更加的紧急。
Because they have more, these two disciples have more urgent needs.
因为他们已经离开了耶路撒冷。
They have left Jerusalem.
所以今天如果我们领受神的话的话，尤其是那些在难处里的弟兄姐妹们。
So today, when we receive the word of God, especially for those who are in difficulties.
尤其那些生命停滞的弟兄姐妹。
Especially for those whose spiritual life has come to a halt.
服侍退后的弟兄姐妹。
And those who draw back from the services.
我们要敏锐。
We should be sensitive.
也许今天就是主向我们说话的时候。
Maybe today is the Lord, speaking to us.
要补上我们缺失的那一环。
He will mend those broken parts.
要恢复我们这个见证人的地位和功用。
And he will restore the function of as for in us as a witness.
因为我们更危险。
Because we are smaller.
就像那九十九只羊，神要去找那一只丢失的，却先去找那只丢失的羊。
Like those 99 sheep, the Lord will go find and seek the one lost.
而且神对见证人是有他心目里面的期望跟数目的。
Because the Lord has His own expectations toward the witnesses, and He has His a number.
有人提到见证人跟殉道者这两个词是一个意思的。
Many people say that witness and martyr, those two words have the same meaning.
所以我们记得在启示录讲到殉道的数目要填满的。
So we remember that in the book of Revelation, it mentioned the number of the martyrs shall be fulfilled.
在当时发生的故事里面，在五旬节之前
，Before Pentecost，
在《使徒行传》第一章第二十二节，那里面有这样一句话。
In Acts chapter 1 verse 22，
就是从约翰施洗约翰起，直到主离开我们被接上升的日子为止，必须从那常与我们作伴的人中立一位与我们同坐耶稣基督的见证。
Beginning from the
复活的见证。
Beginning from the baptism of John to that day when he was taken up from us, one of these must become a witness with us of his resurrection.
这是什么意思？就说神今天还在寻找我们每一个人来做他的见证。
That means God is still seeking in among us today to become His witness.
当时十二个使徒缺了一个使徒的时候，神觉得不完全。
At that time, twelve disciples lacking one. At that time, the Lord would think it was incomplete for the Lord.
这是要填满的。
It shall be complete.
感谢主，愿意我们现在能有一个感觉，为耶稣基督做复活的见证，他的复活做见证，应该是我们生命里面的目的。
May we know that to be a witness of the resurrection of Jesus Christ should be the purpose of our life.
是每个基督徒生命的目的。
For every believer.
那什么是他复活的含义呢？
So what is the significance of his resurrection?
他的复活代表他是神的儿子。
His resurrection declared that he is the Son of God.
而且他已经得了天上地下一切的权柄。
And he has received all the dominion on the earth and in the heavenly places.
他就是那个坐在宝座上的君王。
He is the one who is sitting on the throne.
这是斯提凡所见到的我们复活的主。
This is the risen Lord that Stephen has said.
而且呢，这国度是真实的。
And also this kingdom is real.
神的国里面，主耶稣要做那将来审判活人死人的主。
In the kingdom of God, our Lord Jesus will be the Lord who judges the living and the dead.
而且与我们的关系是什么呢？
And what has to do with us?
在哥林多前书十五章二十三节里面这么讲。
In First Corinthians chapter 15, verse 23.
但个人是按着自己的次序复活，初熟的果子是基督，以后在他来的时候是那些属基督的。
But each one in his own order, Christ the first fruits, afterward those who are Christ at his coming.
所以我们是跟随他的，他是初熟的，我们是像他一样，也要复活在荣耀里。
We as followers, he is the first fruit, and we will resurrect with him in the glory, like him.
而且在哥林多前书十五章四十五节讲到，这末后的亚当啊，成了叫人活的灵。
And also in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verse 45, it says the last Adam became a life-giving spirit.
他是赐生命的主。
He is a life-giving Lord.
所以有价值的生活服事都是基于基督的复活。
He is a life-giving Lord. So all those service and life that are worth of living is based on his resurrection.
那今天我们听到这些话。
We've heard all these words today.
可能主也要像当时在约翰福音里面所提到的一样，问我们一个问题。
And the Lord may ask the same question, just as in the Gospel of John.
复活是我，生命也是我，你信这话吗？
The resurrection is me and life is in me. Do you believe?
那做见证又意味着什么呢？
What does this mean? What does this mean to be bearing witnesses?
首先做见证这件事不是我们能承担的。
First, this is not something that we alone can carry.
所以这是我们需要知道的一个基础。
This is a basic that we should know.
是他亲自的拣选。
It is his election.
在使徒行传里面第十章也提到，他是显现给那些神预先所拣选为他做见证的人看的。
In Acts chapter 10, he mentioned, showed himself to those who were chosen.
不是人来选神。
Not that man choose God.
是神先呼召我们，也安排一切的事，让我们可以成为他的见证。
It is God who called us first and to make us become His witnesses.
那既然讲到做见证的话
，And then when we talk about these witnesses.
一定是亲眼看见的才能做见证的。
Only when you see with your own eyes that you can witness.
如果我没有看见，我不能成为一个作证的人。
If you did not see, you cannot be a witness.
不能是第二手听来的知识或者学到的东西。
It can be a second-hand knowledge.
我要经历它。
We have to experience that.
所以今天我们在与他说话的时候，如果相信就能见到他。
So today when we talk to him, when we talk with him, if we believe, we will see him.
今天他就在我们中间，与我们交谈，与我们同行。
He's among us, talking with us and walking with us.
而且见证人是一个生命改变的人。
And a witness is someone who has changed, who is changed in life.
我们每个人得救的时候都受浸的。
Each and every one of us were baptized when we become believer.
在罗马书里面讲到啊，我们与他同死同复活。而且呢，一举一动要有新生的样式。
In the book of Romans, talk about we were buried with him and resurrected with him, and we should walk in the newness of life.
所以刚才讲到二次得救，多次得救。
So I talk about second salvation, multiple salvation.
其实不是讲到最初的那个，但是讲到我们生命的更新。
I was not talking about the initial salvation. I was talking about the renewal of life.
而且这个生命是要被显出来的。
And this life will be manifested.
所以一个见证人他说的话，做的事。
The conduct and the word from the witness.
或者像两个门徒一样，其实他们没有记载他们回到耶路撒冷之后。说了多少，做了多少。
Like those two disciples, the Bible did not record what they did, what they said after they returned to Jerusalem.
但就像我们每个人，如果有这个复活的实际的话，来到教会参加聚会就是一个见证了。
But for each and every one of us, if we have this reality of the resurrection, coming to the church is the witness.
那讲到说的话，我们要传福音的。
And when we talk about speaking, and we should preach the gospel.
那有一个弟兄，他是在大学做教授，所以他很多年前回到我在中国大学的母校去做交换学者，就交换的教授。
There's a brother. He's a professor of in college, and a few years ago he went back to China to as an exchange scholar.
然后在那里，他就与当地的那些信主的人、学生们在一起。
And he gathered with the local believers, local students.
那个聚会是从一个年轻弟兄开始的，他不是在那里读大学，但是他信主之后，神就让他人生有一个叫传福音的负担，就去到那个大学，在那里向学生传福音。
Founded by a brother who was not a student there, but he had a burden from the Lord, and he went to preach gospel to the students in that college.
因为这是他的目的，所以他就想方设法，然后就在食堂里面接触那些年轻人。
That was his purpose. So he make efforts to go to the cafeteria and to preach the gospel to the students.
其中有一个信主的学生就讲他的故事。
And one of the students talk about his story.
就说这个弟兄啊，那天在食堂见到我，就给我买了一杯奶茶。
And she mentioned that when the brother saw me in that cafeteria, and he bought me a cup of
奶茶
cup of milk tea.
Yeah, cup of milk tea. 然后呢，就让我要信耶稣。
And he said you should believe in Jesus.
我觉得他人这么好。
I was thinking he's a good man.
为了一杯奶茶，我就说好，我愿意。
For this cup of milk tea, I said yes, yes.
然后这学生说，我回到宿舍之后，当晚我就睡不着了。
And the student said, as I return to my dorm, I cannot fall asleep that night.
他说我接受的到底是什么呀？
What did I receive?
翻来覆去睡不着。
I toss and turned.
接受的是一位神啊。
I accept a God.
然后他就回去找这个弟兄。
And so he went back to this brother.
再去了解这个信仰。
And he wanted to know more about this belief.
然后学校说，你要再接着信的话，他已经是明显的基督徒。你要再信，你学生会的职位什么都没有。
The college told him that if you continue to believe like this, you will have no position in a student's association.
但是他一点都不后悔。
But he did not regret.
他说，我借着这杯奶茶所接受的神是真神。
He said, the God I accepted through this cup of milk tea is a living God.
做见证也不一定是又高又高又大的事，一定是又高又大的事。
So witnesses does not have to be a high and lofty thing.
尼托生弟兄他信主之前，他的母亲先信
了。Brother Watchman Nee, before he became a believer, his mother became a believer first.
这是什么见证呢？就是他妈妈。错怪了他一件事情。
It was that his mom warned him first on one thing.
他没有做，但他妈妈却指责他说他做了。
He did not do that, but his mom accused him.
但他妈妈信主了，知道这样不对。
But at that time, his mom has already become a believer. She knew that was not right.
所以他跟这个儿子来道歉。
And then she apologized to his son.
大家记得这是上世纪很早发生的事情。
This happened in the last century, long time ago.
那作为一个父母，一个在家里面有权威的人，你要跟儿子道歉，所以对尼弟兄来讲，这是一个不可能的事。
It is impossible for the parent who has authority at home to apologize to his son.
但是这个妈妈就做了一个见证，所以他的儿子说：“妈妈这样的神，我也愿意信。”
But he, because of the testimony of his mom, the son said, "The God of my mom, I wanted to believe."
那见证人是怎么产生的呢？
So how a witness is produced?
对我们来讲，这是不是说难不难的事情？
It's not about it's difficult or not.
像很多属灵的事情一样，是可能不可能的事情。
Like many spiritual things, it is about it's possible or impossible.
或者说这就是不可能的事。
Or in other words, it is impossible.
在哥林多后书第三章第五节开始那里那么讲。
In 2 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 5.
并不是我们凭自己能承担什么事，我们所能承担的乃是出于神。
Not that we are sufficient of ourselves.To think of anything is being from ourselves, but our sufficient is from God.
所以可能第一件事就是像这两个门徒一样。
So first thing will be just like those two disciples.
把他们的忧愁，把他们所有的一切告诉主。
Tell to the Lord all their troubles, all their worries.
因为主他连续我们。
Because the Lord is merciful to us.
他是复活的主。
He's a risen Lord.
而且他也有能力来帮助我们。
He has the power to help us.
不管今天我们是健康的原因，是工作、生活、家里孩子，或者教会服侍，任何的事情，把它告诉主啊。
All things, our health problem, our work and our family and service at church, tell all the things to the Lord.
他会听的。
He will listen.
也许是借着弟兄姐妹的关心，我们得到从主来的帮助。
We may receive the help from the Lord, from our brothers and sisters.
也有一个小故事，有一个妈妈，她要回中国，她先生也出差。
Another story is about a mom who was about to go back to China, and her husband was going out of town.
然后呢，他的女儿就没人照顾，还读小学的时候。
And nobody will take care of their daughter.
所以这个妈妈其实已经安排了一切，让她的邻居帮忙接送，这些事情都安排了。
The mom has arranged everything for her daughter.
在她临去中国上飞机之前那天晚上，她也睡不着，非常担忧。
The night before she returned to China, and she cannot fall asleep because she was very worried.
那时候已经半夜十二点半左右了。
It was around midnight.
因为她没有离开过女儿，女儿也没离开过妈妈，所以她放不下心。
She was worried because she has never left her daughter before.
然后她就打电话给一个弟兄。
And she called one of the brothers.
那弟兄跟她交通之后呢，最后就说了一句话。
After their fellowship, lastly the brother said one word to her.
你祷告到平安为止。
You pray until you have peace.
然后这个妈妈回到中国再回来做了好多见证。
And that mom had lots of testimonies after she came back from China.
就从这里讲起，她说那天晚上那个弟兄不耐烦，就告诉我这句话。
She said that night the brother was impatient and he told me this word.
然后我就跟主讲。
And I prayed to the Lord.
后来我非常平安。
And then I was very peaceful.
高高兴兴地回到中国。
And returned to China gladly.
然后一路上都有主，任何事都是为他安排。
All the way back, the Lord has arranged for her.
那我知道这个故事，因为我就是那个弟兄。
I know this story because I was the brother.
在他走了之后，我也很愁烦。他在他电话讲完之后。
After our conversation, I was worried.
因为我也累了，半夜了。
I was tired. It was midnight.
怎么劝也劝不下来。
My persuasions didn't seem to be working.
所以我也为他祷告。
So I prayed for her.
我告诉神，我说你要安慰他。
I prayed to God that comfort her.
所以这可能就是见证人产生的第一步吧。
I think maybe that's the first step of the producing of a witness.
而且我们要让圣灵今天来启示，在神的话语里面向我们启示。
And then we should ask the Holy Spirit to open His Word to us.
如果我们羡慕当时的那些门徒使徒，有主耶稣亲自给他们讲解圣经的话，我们不要怎么说呢？应该他们羡慕我们的。
If you say we admire their experiences with the Lord, that the Lord expounded the Word for them Himself, but actually they should admire us.
因为在其实，在那天晚上之前，主耶稣跟他们生活了三年半的时间，讲了多少的道，讲了多少的生活上的道理。
Because the Lord had taught them for three and a half years before that night.
但是他们还是忧愁，还是疑惑。
But they were still worried. They still had doubt.
我们有谁能讲得比耶稣讲得更完全
？Who can taught more completely than our Lord Jesus?
但那个时候的门徒，他们心里面还没有圣灵。
But at that time, the Holy Spirit has not fall upon the disciples.
今天圣灵亲自做我们的保惠师。
And today, the Holy Spirit Himself has become our counselors.
所以我们应该比那一天他们当时更加有把握，神可以把他的事情跟我们讲得清楚明白。
So today we have this assurance that the Holy Spirit will expound the word to us more clearly.Than that day.
所以在这个故事里面讲到，所有摩西先知书还有诗篇，直到耶稣的，他都给他们讲明了。
It says the Lord confounded all the words in the book of Moses, the prophets, all the things concerning Himself.
信主之后很多年，我就真想知道主耶稣你当时讲了什么呀？如果我今天能听到，我也能够像门徒一样了。
I often wondered what the Lord had told them at that time. If I heard, I probably will be like them, those two disciples.
但感谢神，很多年之后我找到了。
But thanks the Lord, after so many years, I've found.
只要我们来读神的话，与他亲近，在祷告里面，神会指教我们的。
As long as we read the word of the Lord and draw near to Him, talk to Him, pray to Him, the Lord will teach us Himself.
那我知道是因为我读到后面读到《使徒行传》。
I knew because later on I read Acts.
摩西的书到底讲了什么直到主耶稣呢？
What did the book of Moses said about the Lord Jesus?
其实摩西最重要的一句话是我们今天很多人都忘记或者说没有注重的。
The most important word from Moses, many of us have forgotten or don't know.
我来读一下，是在《使徒行传》的三章二十二节。
In Acts chapter 3, verse 22.
摩西曾说，主神要从你们弟兄中间给你们兴起一位先知像我，凡他向你们所说的，你们都要听从。
22.
使徒行传三章二十二。
I will raise a prophet among you, like me. Whatever he says, you should listen.
那我再说，我们的感觉，摩西一生就是带以色列人出埃及，过红海，是不是？
We know that Moses led the Israelites out of Egypt and passed the Red Sea.
而且他是极其谦和，超过世上的万人。
He was humble above all the people.
但其实摩西最重要的一件事。就是讲了这句话。
But the most important thing for Moses is that he said this.
这就是彼得五旬节他所讲到的这件事。
It is what Peter had talked about on the day of Pentecost.
当我读到这里，神给我许多许多的甜美的那些亮光。
When I read this, the Lord gave me lots of light of sweetness.
所以用这个做一个例子。
For this, I take this as an example.
所以这个时候我就知道为什么摩西跟以利亚要站在一起，在变化山上。
Now I knew why Moses and Elisha, were the one who standing on the mountain of transfiguration.
其实施洗约翰就是要来的以利亚。
Because the John the Baptist is the coming Elisha.
我们有把握，因为神的话这么讲。
We have the assurance because this is the word of God.
施洗约翰最大的服事就是见证说，看哪，神的羔羊，除去世人罪孽。
The greatest ministry of the John the Baptist is that he testified, "Behold, this is the Lamb of God."
所以为什么是两个人在上？这两个人都是主耶稣基督的见证人。
Why were the two on the mountain of transfiguration? Because those two are witnesses.
所以我们人生能够。最大的作用就是把人指向基督啊。
So the most important purpose of our life is to point people to Jesus.
这是我们人生能够做的最大的见证。
This is the greatest testimony in our life.
而且当时两个门徒，他们知道时候已晚了。
And those disciples knew that the day has far spent.
他说与我们同住。
They said, "Abide with us."
我们每天。花时间跟主在一起有交通。
Every day we spend time and to have fellowship with the Lord.
我们在波饼聚会就像在波饼聚会我们所经历的，与他一同吃一同喝。
Just like we have experienced at the table meeting, we eat with him or we drink with him.
我们可以看到他手上的钉痕，可以知道他的爱，可以激励我们。
We see his nail piercing hand. We see his love, and which can compel us.
当我们里面认识主之后，外面就会有圣灵的所有一切的能力。
When we know the Lord inwardly, outwardly we will have the power of the Holy Spirit.
因为主耶稣基督的复活在我们里面成为实际了。
Because the resurrection of our Lord Jesus has become a reality in us.
而且这些门徒们他们在外面也有具体的行动。
And all those disciples, they have the conduct outwardly.
我们今天也是这样。
And so with us.
不光这两个门徒，当时五旬节信主的那三千人，三千个门徒都是一样的。
Not only those two disciples, the 3,000 who were saved on the day of Pentecost, they are the same.
因为他们问主说，我们当做什么？
They asked the Lord, "What shall we do?"
主给他们是非常清楚、简单的指示。
The Lord gave them a very, very concise and clear instruction.
悔改。
Repent.
受浸。
Be baptized.
相信接受从圣灵来的恩赐。
And receive, accept the gift from the Holy Spirit.
所以当他们这样做之后呢，他们我们还是来读一下，在《使徒行传》的第二章第42节。
Let's read Acts chapter 2 verse 42. 42.
也是我们都很熟悉的章节。
We all familiar with this scripture.
所以在那里面啊，我们可以看到这些门徒他们就同心合意的做啊这些事情。
At that time, the disciples were doing all these things in one accord.
啊，第二章第四十二节。
Acts chapter 2 verse 42.
啊，他们都啊同心的。
And in one accord. 遵守
使徒的教训，啊，在那里啊，他们就一起啊彼此的交接拨饼祈祷。
And they continued steadfastly in the apostles' doctrine and fellowship, in the breaking of bread and in prayers.
所以神的话就是使徒的教训。
So the word of God is a doctrine, apostles' doctrine.
因为使徒不可能讲其他的话。
Because it is impossible for the apostles to say something else.
圣灵保惠师来教导我们，来读神的话。
The Holy Spirit come to teach us to read the word of God.
而且我们不要停止聚会，像那些停止惯了的人。
And do not stop gathering just like those who used to.
我们彼此交接。
We have fellowship.
我们来拨饼。
We break bread.
拨饼每次都是遇见主的机会。
Every time we get together, breaking the bread is the opportunity to meet the Lord.
而且我们祈祷。
And we pray.
所以圣灵会教导我们，我们每个人都可以有这样的能力来祷告。
The Holy Spirit teaches us each and every one of us has the power of prayer.
所以在结束的时候，我想提醒，我也提醒大家。
Lastly, I have a reminder for me and for you.
今天就是七日的头一日。
This is the first day of the seventh day.
与那日是一样的。
The same day as that day.
所以不管今天我们是在愁烦里面，还是在疑惑里面。
So not on it, no matter if whether or not we are in worried or in doubt.
只要我们相信接受。
As long as we believe and accept.
只要我们知道主耶稣基督的复活就是我们的见证。
As long as we know that the resurrection, our witness is the resurrection of our Lord.
他会担当我们一切的忧患。
He will take up all our worries and burdens.
因为我们心里面为神的话火热。
If we are fervent to the word of our Lord.
而且我们知道今天日头平息了。
We know that the day has far spent.
主再来是越来越近了。
The day of the Lord's coming back is near and near.
我们必须心里面有一个呼求，说与我同住。
We shall have this entreat in our hearts.
我们可以安息。
So that we may have peace.
我们可以在内里面的生命得到他。
So we will receive him in our inner life.
不需要像当时门徒用亲眼看见。
It's not necessary that for those disciples they will see the Lord with their own eyes.
不要像多马一样。
We do not be like Thomas.
啊，因为主耶稣说，没有看见我就信的有福了。
Because the Lord said, "Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed."
所以，愿意我们赎回我们的时间。
May we redeem our time.
今天早上的信息是为我们预备的。
And this message is for each one of us this morning.
愿我们接受这个大使命。
May we accept this great commission.
我们去使万民做他的门徒。
We go and make disciples for him.
奉父子圣灵的名给他们施浸。
And baptize them in the name of the God, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
主教训我们的，我们都教导他们遵行。
And we teach them what the Lord had taught us.
主就必与我们同在，直到世界的末了。
And the Lord will be with us until the end of the world.
在复活里面还有一件事我没提到，就一句话。复活是关乎国度的。
Another thing I haven't mentioned about resurrection. Resurrection is about the kingdom.
我们跑这条属灵的路，其实就是为了将来的国度，我们可以与它相配。
We run on this spiritual path. It is for the future kingdom that we may be matched to Him.
所以当我们这样奔跑的时候
，So when we run like this，
我们就可以成为那个配得他国度的人。
So we can become those who are worthy of His kingdom.
让我们祷告。
Let's pray.
主啊，我们感谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
直到今天，你还在向我们说话。
You're speaking to us until this day.
你也赐下圣灵做保惠师。
And you gave us the Holy Spirit as a counselor.
你可以让软弱的成为刚强。
And you make the weak strong.
让羞辱的变成荣耀。
And you make the dishonor the honorable.
愿你今天也来扎我们的心。
May you cut our hearts today.
让我们知道说我们原来在什么样的光景里面。
We see that what situation we are in right now.
但是我们都是得救的人。
But we are all believers.
让我们心里面有一个呼求，我不要再这样下去。
May we have this crying out in our hearts. We should not continue being like this.
而且我们所在的这个世代何等的需要你在人群之中。
How we need you among this generation.
让我们重新来恢复这个生命的目的。
So our purpose of life can be restored.
就是做你复活的见证。
That is to be a witness of your resurrection.
在人看来你是死了。
In man's eyes, you have died.
但是在对我们来讲
But to us,
你是活着的
You are alive.
Amen. 主啊，我们愿意这样的实际活在我们每一个弟兄姐妹的里面
May this reality be in each one of us.
让我们在读你话语的时候
We will read your word.
我们心里火热
Our heart is burned.
主啊，让我们与你交通交谈的时候可以看见你自己
When we have fellowship with you, we may see you.
当我们祷告的时候，主啊，我们可以与你主啊能够面对面。
We may see you face to face when we pray to you.
而且让你天上的权柄可以借着教会在这个地上来实行。
May the heavenly authority and can be done on the earth.
也感谢你赐给我们弟兄姐妹们在教会里面同为肢体。
We thank you for our brothers and sisters in the body of Christ.
我们感谢你，愿意你再来。
We thank you, Lord. May you come.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
Pray in Jesus Christ's name.
Amen.
Amen.
对不起啊，占了大家超了很多时间。